As you walk up the ramp ahead, you'll see life-sized figures frozen in various postures of distress. The installation is a work in progress and is based on a very well-known work of socialist propaganda called the Rent Collection Courtyard. Walk carefully around it as you listen.
Rent Collection Courtyard was created in 1965 by the students of the Sichuan Academy of Fine Arts. They were sent to a nearby historic courtyard of a tyrannical warlord of the Kuomintang period, 1930s. And they truly studied and interviewed the lives of peasants who had suffered under the tyrannical warlord, as millions of peasants had in China in the early 20th century.
Tsai first presented his recreation of the piece at the 1999 Venice Biennale. It provoked a storm of controversy. Some called it an outright act of plagiarism.
The difference is that Tsai has turned this into a kind of spectacle of the process of making. It's not meant to be seen as a finished work of art. It's meant to be made in wet, live clay, and then in the process of the show, that clay dries, flakes, and disappears. I spoke with one of the original artists who was a student in Sichuan Academy. And that artist also came to New York to direct the reinstallation of the Rent Collection Courtyard here at the Guggenheim Museum. And he remembers the purity and the passion and the dedication that he felt as a young communist art student working in the southwestern China in 1965.
Versions of the original Rent Collection Courtyard appeared throughout China when Tsai was a young boy. He says he was moved to tears by the sculpture and the impact it had.
People were tearful when they told the painful stories of old China to the crowd gathered around the tableau, and extolled the greatness of the new China and the blissful life of modern times. All these made a deep impression on my childhood. I was impressed. I was just an ordinary young boy then, not an artist, but I could still feel the artistic appeal attached to it, and was overwhelmed by that realist expression and propagandist narrative. Many people mistake this work as my attack on China, like the West attacking China, but originally, it is communist China criticizing the past, the sufferings of a bygone age, and not those under socialism. Of course, Rent Collection Courtyard can be viewed in terms of how art is exploited and interfered with by politics in China, but isn't it the same in the West? The economy and the markets all have an influence on artistic directions.